Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Morning, so anyway. And so what else did you do after that?
Well, I did not bet on Oklahoma. Mike, okay, can we go ahead and just get this out on the table? The Big 12 has no business being considered a college football conference. Okay. They've been in the playoffs 3 years in a row. They have been absolutely destroyed 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Oregon should have been in the playoffs, or Utah, yeah, or Auburn, or
Alabama,
or Iowa State. Oh, no, y'all have gotten killed too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. No respect for the Tide anymore. What's up with that?
Yeah, there's plenty of respect. Hey, 11-2 season's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, you're still, you know, the fifth best team in the conference.
In the conference?
In the conference, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's over with.
Well, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed the Clemson-Ohio State game right
now. That was
down
a very good
last
game.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, those two teams left everything they had on the field.
Believe it or not, after the first game, the Oklahoma-LSU game, I went home, fixed me something to eat, went to bed.
Yeah,
I was in bed before 9 o'clock.
Well, you look chipper this morning.
So you don't have anything to say about game number two then?
I didn't even watch it.
It
didn't matter.
I didn't
have a dog in either of the fight. Either one would have been fine with me.
Yeah. Watching either one of them get beat by LSU by 3 touchdowns would be fine with you, right?
Yeah.
But, well, I think LSU is going to handle.
I got
to
pull for LSU, you know.
Yeah.
They're a Southeastern conference.
Because
although I was
plus
happy
they
for
have
Taylor,
some of the best food you'll ever encounter at a tailgate.
There
I
you
bet.
Go.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a reason right there to
there
cheer them
go.
On.
We got
to
do an SEC tailgate next year.
Hit
all the colleges,
all of them,
every one of them.
You listen, Sean. The station's got to send us
and provide the food, no doubt.
So,
if we get in the press box, you know that the food is there, man.
Are you saying you're crazy? Is that what that
yeah,
rap
that means
single
I have
was?
No sound whatsoever in my headphones.
That's
well, I think I suggested you check your headphones before
I got it.
You went
it's
home.
All bass. It's all bass. All about the bass.
Yeah.
Please anyway. Don't sing.
Yeah. I wasn't singing.
Hey, this is the last show of 2019.
Yes.
End of the decade.
No,
the decade.
It's not. The decade goes on until the end of 2020.
That's true.
It's the same deal we dealt with.
With the millennium.
Yeah. The year 2000 was the last year of the 20th century.
Hmm.
And this is 2020 is the last year of the 2010 decade.
I'd love Barbara Walters to be on
Why?
ABC's Tuesday nights. And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
What's that got to do with any of it? Oh,
that's the show.
You've got a favorite, Barbara Waters. Walters.
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Wawa.
Same profile.
I'm Barbara Wawa. This is 2020.
Don't know how that got started.
Hey, by the way, this is Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. Yep. We sip and we chew.
Yeah. I brought a beef with me this morning.
Oh, well, medium rare, I hope.
With some au jus. No, but I wonder if anybody other than my wife and I are experiencing this problem, and that is milk going bad early, and I mean way early.
Are you still buying it in a plastic jug?
Yeah.
The worst container you could put milk
well,
in?
Well, yeah, but for a long time, we've got, you know, I've edged down to skim milk trying to watch the clogging stuff. And skim milk, I think, goes bad quicker than milk with a lot of cream in it. The cream holds it.
Fat
so
is a preservative.
We went back to 1%. Well, we're still having the problem. 2%. And it's not just the Walmart in Tillman's Corner. We also have the same problem at the Winn-Dixie down there.
Quit buying milk in the plastic jug.
Well, you buy it with what's on the shelf.
You should be buying your milk at Dollar Tree.
They've got the best milk. You told me about that.
Yep.
We've had conversations about this.
Yeah, dollar a quart, and it tastes like the milk you drank as a kid.
Yeah, but this is a new problem for us. Either that or we've been drinking a lot faster.
Your refrigerator could be going out.
No, the temperature in there is 40 degrees.
Are you talking about the you're hitting the expiration date sooner or what?
No, what's happening is like if the expiration date is, let's just say, for example, January 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's January the 4th, it's already starting to smell foul.
Yeah.
Well, let me clarify. Scientifically, just because the milk smells bad doesn't mean it's bad.
Oh,
it's,
I understand that, but I don't like
it. It's also unsavory to taste.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to make me sick.
Have margarita, turn it into buttermilk, and make you some pancakes or biscuits.
Well,
or cornbread.
If you can tell me how to make that happen.
It's easy. Once it goes sour, it's basically the same elements
getting margarita.
Margarita. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
We understand what you're saying now.
She's at church now, so we can talk freely.
Always talk freely. You're the one that has to go home and deal with consequences.
Yeah, that's it.
I got later on the show, I want to expound on something. I've got accosted on Facebook, Messenger, three different times about what is the driest white wine. So
you can actually quantify dryness? Is there a rating?
Well, I just want to expand on it a bit.
See, these are the kind of questions we need to answer.
We need answers to. And we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds.
And we have got
to
talk about what your bubbly recommendations are for bringing in 2020.
Hey, and I guess we're not going to be on Studio 10, so I can knock Joe Emer's eye out again, huh?
last year I
had a cork shoot off in the studio when I was opening it on live television.
While he was trying to show the correct way to open a bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I had to show the incorrect way first.
Yeah.
And nearly knocked the light out and knocked Joe Emer out.
Tried to kill me.
I'm not even surprised to hear that story, Mike.
It was funny. I'm surprised. It might be on the bloopers for the year.
That kind of stuff tends to follow you around.
You never know. But I do. You used to talk about you have a beef. I have a beef too, Charlie. People that blow their nose in a restaurant at the table. That is wrong, folks. Do not.
I can tell you right now,
I am not getting up, going to the bathroom,
blow my nose, and come back to the table because I'll be going 100 times. Just get over it.
People are trying to eat.
Isn't that why they give you the cloth napkin?
You don't blow your nose in a restaurant at the table.
And I'll rip
people.
A belch if I want to as well.
Or worse.
Well, you stay out there in Sims and eat blow your nose in a restaurant.
Now, don't go getting down on
tell
Sims.
You, the stuff I see out in Sims is... I think the worst thing I ever saw at a restaurant was at an Applebee's when a couple decided to change their baby on the booth.
I was going to say.
The booth next to the bathroom. They couldn't take
five
more steps.
That has a changing station, by the way.
Right, right.
And that leads to another beef of mine, the Board of Health.
Yeah.
They made some restaurant that is to-go only. Mm-hmm. To-go only. They made some restaurant there at Five Points put in a baby changing station. And they're to go only.
Uh-huh.
Restaurants downtown, new restaurant, and I have to go in and look to see where the toilet paper dispensers and hand towel dispensers are going to be at.
Right?
I have to. I'm trying to see myself in the phone.
You don't need to. It's not good.
But anyway, I go in there and they don't require any sit down restaurants to put in a baby changing station, but they make a restaurant that's to go only put in a baby changing station.
We could do an entire month of this show just talking about the ineptitude and the
make it up as you go.
Yeah, and of the Mobile County Health Department. It's why it has a national reputation as the most corrupt, most worthless health department in the country.
Hey, I got an idea for your future show from that. Let's do reviews on the food handler video that you have to watch over and over and over again with no changes.
Yeah, with no test.
Oh, yeah, no test.
Yeah, there's no test for a food handler's
permit. Hey, what I love, the last time I went,
it was a money grab.
Last two times.
You pay your money and.
Yeah.
Charlie, last two times I went, they say no food or drink. And you sit there and there's people sitting there eating and drinking and got the little babies crying on their laps. No cry baby. They got the little babies sitting on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
All these things say at the beginning of the video, none of this, and yet they do it anyway.
Because they don't care about protecting the well-being. They care about the money, period.
Yeah.
And the power trip. They're
all about the money. Yeah.
And another one of your things
and
is
the
rating number that they give to different restaurants after they
I've had an inspector tell me they write the number down before they ever step inside, and then they justify it.
Make it happen.
343-0106 is
And that's
what?
Our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
And got your last chance to get in a call this year.
Yeah. And a text.
Let's listen.
Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Halong's Ladyland.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Tell you who else. Simone has been playing around town a lot, and she is drawing crowds, big old crowds.
The Brunch Fest.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, she was very good.
Okay. So last Sunday, you couldn't make it, but I went to the fundraiser for John's
had to work.
Wife.
Got to work today.
They had a great crowd there. Really
I'm
great
glad
crowd.
To hear that.
I could not stay because I was sick to my stomach that day. And I just was not feeling like being around people.
Just snot.
But they had, just that draining, you know, just that constant draining.
You just
it wouldn't
just
stop.
Not wanting to be by people.
And it upsets your stomach, and I didn't want to go to a restaurant because I'd want to blow my nose at the table and all that stuff, and that's rude, and you shouldn't do that.
As long
this is a health thing. It is bad for you to sniff.
I get up and go to the restroom and blow my snot locker.
I'm not going to.
Anyway.
And if anyone has a problem, they can come say it to me. We talk about it outside.
Or they can go to another restaurant.
You can blow your nose outside while you're there.
Yeah, so on them. Now, that would actually be assault.
But no, I understand it was a great success, and mine and your wine dinner went very high.
Excellent.
Got a great price for it.
Excellent.
And so I guess we might have to go to Texas and do it. So.
Oh, my goodness.
You're,
if they'll put us up.
Because you're still doing those customized dining event.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We got some people.
Experience.
We got some people who want to, but they just you know they're not flashing that money in our face right now. We need that. We need that green flash
like
in front
is,
of
Mike.
Our faces. But hey, it's
well,
all.
How can they get in touch with you if they want to do it?
Well, Stu.
Well, they can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew, and send us an instant message, or they can email us at sipandchew@mail.com.
And that's and. Or is it?
Yeah. You can't use ampersand and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, that's ampersand discrimination, if you ask
me. You can use a dash, but you can't use a slash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're ampersandus. Ampersand.
Is that like use of both hands?
No, that's amphibious.
No.
That's what Yogi Berra, when they asked
that's ambidextrous.
Yeah, asked how Mickey Mantle was such a good switch hitter.
Right.
He said it's because he's amphibious.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that man had a creative use of
Yogi,
the English language.
Yogi Berra and
it ain't
Uncle,
over till
Uncle
it's
Cy
over.
And who's the other one that's so doggone?
Was he the one that did something about
Rogers.
The fat lady singing?
Will Rogers,
and there's one the guy from Georgia, from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, James Gregory?
No.
He wrote for the Constitution.
He wrote for the Constitution. He's been dead for a while.
Oh, well, good for him, I guess.
You don't remember Charlie?
Not Louis
I
Bizarre.
Remember him, but I
Louis
can't
Bizarre.
Think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
Be more Pacific.
Yeah. We went through Garrison Keillor's hometown in Minnesota when we were coming back from North Dakota.
Who's that?
Prairie Town Companion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heather'd never heard of it Because as soon as I saw the sign, I was like, where all the women are beautiful, all the men are handsome, and all the kids are above average. She goes, what? And I said, you've never heard Prairie Home Companion?
I just heard Phil laugh.
Yeah, and so I've got to dig some of that up and introduce to her. It was
Google
it was very.
I used to listen to that. Yeah. I used to listen to that.
Oh, and I loved Riders in the Sky.
Okay.
The three guys that did the Western, not country, Western music.
Okay.
And it was Too Slim, another guy.
There's a difference.
And Ranger Doug, Idol of American Youth.
There is a difference.
And that dude can yodel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old like cowboy yodel.
Like that little kid at Walmart.
What little kid at Walmart?
2 years ago, that little kid was yodeling at Walmart. It was all over the internet.
Oh, so are you putting together some recommendations for Tuesday Eve?
Sort of, kind of, sort of. You know, yeah, the strange thing about this, it's weird that it's all in the middle of the week. Strange. And we are going to.
That happens about one third of the time.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
and next year, Christmas and New Year's is on Friday.
Yeah, that's because we've got a leap year.
A loop year.
Here's
a question I've always asked.
Okay.
Why does February only have 28 days when we've got other months that have 31? You take a 1 off of 1, mm-hmm. and a 1 off another, February
but
now has 30 days.
You only do it every 4 years.
No. On leap year, February would have 31 days.
Or 30.
Yeah, and then all the months even out to either 30 or 31 days.
Yeah, but if they changed it now, it'd mess up the poem.
And what about the 30 days?
Okay,
what about
he's got a point.
What about the people that are born on February 29th? They wouldn't have a unique.
Yeah, they grow older.
Yeah.
A lot slower.
Yeah.
Been around for 20 of our years, and they're only 5.
Yeah. Folks, I tell you, if you haven't got your reservations for dinner,
hang it up.
You might be too late.
You got your reservations at Cracker Barrel, Charlie.
Golden Corral. Which one is it?
I was torn, but I was told that we didn't need any. Just show up.
Oh, okay. That must be struggling.
The lady
we are
the
not doing.
Microphone. Say,
we are not doing the fancy dinner out for New Year's this mm-hmm. year. We're going to go to Heather's brother's house. He mm-hmm. got a new grill for Crema. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably be like a 4 o'clock in the afternoon New Year's celebration.
Yeah.
We're going to come back home. We'll hit a little bubbly, go to sleep. Because noon, the next day, New Year's Day, mm-hmm. that's what's important.
Why?
I'm going to be sitting at a sports bar somewhere. So I got Auburn on one TV and Alabama on the other TV.
One eye on each.
Yeah, so we're going to spend out to dinner movie probably at Heroes or someplace like
who
that.
Who schedules an Alabama and Auburn games at the same time?
Those bowl game times are negotiated.
The Iron Bowl is scheduled at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Right over some people's
head.
It wasn't over my head.
Yeah, but those bowl games are scheduled well in advance regardless of who's in them.
Yeah.
The times are assigned.
I didn't choose to respond, Mike.
I'm being kind of corny today. My giggle box is turned upside down.
We may have to sit you out in the lobby for the second half.
You do
the
fitty keys.
Oh, I can't stop laughing today. Yeah. I have to laugh during the holidays.
So we're going to be at one of the fine sports bar type establishments for.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to spend our money at noon.
So. Well, considering Sims, you're pretty close to Heroes there.
Yeah, Heroes. We also like Island Wing Company there on Dolphin Street.
That's not a sports bar.
But they got, it is. They've got a TV at every single booth that you can control.
I know.
It's straight up sports bar. It's the very definition of sports bar.
You mean you can select what you want to watch?
Yeah.
Each booth has its own television. Game, you could switch over to CNN?
You could, but why would you go
probably throw
to
you
a
out.
Sports bar on New Year's Day if you want to watch CNN?
I don't want to watch CNN, period.
I ain't got nothing there I want to watch.
They're great at breaking news.
So is Fox. Fox has that.
But the best breaking news is One World News who go, here's what we know. There's an open shooter in Miami, and when the police have a press conference, we'll be back to you. Now, in Europe, and that's it, that's the way they should all be handled.
Yeah.
Here's what we know. Move on to the next story.
They don't do that.
As a former reporter and news editor, it drives me insane that Fox and everybody else, it's got to be every story is breaking news. Well, no, it's not. If you had the same debate going,
but I
for
like
the last
their sound
week.
With the swoosh and the bell.
No, you wear it out. That's like saying every story is a bulletin.
One night when I used to watch Saturday Night Live, they were imitating Fox News, and it was constantly like one swoosh and ding after another.
Well, they it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, are we gonna talk about food and wine here?
Not now. We're about to go to a commercial.
I know. We're going to do it when we come back.
This is our last babble of the year.
Hey, I had a breakfast with Tony down there at
checked in at Bob's Downtown Diner, one of our fine sponsors, along with Hall Sausage.
He was eating the Bailey's.
The Bailey's breakfast?
Bailey's breakfast. I was eating the Julie's breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Which is two pancakes and sausage and two eggs.
Wait a minute. Is that in
No, Julie was this lady that stepped up to go blow her nose in the bathroom and Mike got over there and stole her breakfast.
Is that what it was?
I would think
Mike would be.
That's why he wants people to go to the bathroom to blow their nose.
I think Mike would be eating his own breakfast.
He's never had it.
I have to have it.
You did finally try it?
Oh, I had it. That's how it was named after me.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you said you didn't surprise me with it. Yeah.
Where is the corner of Fat and Happy?
North Jackson and St. Francis.
Downtown.
Where I'll be close to when I'm watching the moon pie drop.
Yeah, we walked by
what
yesterday.
What in the world is this? We'll be right back. Call in if you want to join in.
343-0106.
Is this hang on?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Leslie Conrad with Culver Duck Farms. We're at the World Food Championships, and we're with Sip and Chew.
Hey, there was Sip and Chew, Mike, at the Culver Duck Farms.
I know those guys.
Yeah, you got some good duck.
I love duck. Let me tell you what.
That's best duck for
I have
buck.
A friend. Mm-hmm. He only eats meat well done.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well done. I know.
Well, enjoy your
neighbor,
colon cancer.
And he travels the world with his job. He travels. Yeah. So he eats in some of the cities. It's got some of the finest sushi bars in the world.
It has them ruined.
And he cannot eat there.
Oh, he can. So, he chooses not to. So, it's just like when people say, oh, they can't eat meat. They're vegan. They can eat meat. They choose not to.
Yeah, sure.
Don't say they can't. They won't.
But his neighbor, Christmas, smoked him a duck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who's got the duck?
His neighbor.
Me.
Oh, you do.
He gave it to me. And
well, smoked duck is well done. He can eat that.
He doesn't consider it done because it's smoked. I love duck. And I've just about got it down to the carcass.
Take the bones, make a stock.
I'm thinking about it. And then I'm going to freeze it. Can I freeze it?
Yeah.
When I make the stock, just freeze it?
Yeah, any stock you can freeze. Get you some ice trays, pour it in there, let it set, and then dump it into a gallon bag because each ice cube is 1 ounce. So if you need 4 ounces, you know, a quarter cup of it, get you 4 ice cubes of it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I love duck, and I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Flying pig is what a friend of mine calls it. Flying pig.
It's got a lot of fat on it.
Yeah, but you know it's a healthy fat. It is polyunsaturated. Yeah. It's a very healthy fat.
And Jeremiah's got those darn duck fat master taters over there.
Oh, yeah. At Southwood Kitchen.
Southwood Kitchen.
That's where we went for New Year's last year. And every year I look at everybody's New Year's menus, and there are some that are really good and some that are great, and then there's Southwood Kitchen. It's on a whole other level. Mm-hmm. I have not looked this year, but I can only imagine it will stagger them.
Hey, and there's a new restaurant just opened in Daphne.
Yeah.
Called Kitchen on Main.
Yeah, I've been wanting to check that. And that was what I was thinking.
All I hear is raves about that place.
I was thinking Kitchen on Main this year for New Year's so Heather and I could give it a try. And then we decided, hey, we're going to go Sports Bar on New Year's Day so I can watch the games.
And I'm excited about our friend Jim Smith.
Oh, I'm excited about that, too.
I cannot wait.
Yep.
Kitchen on George.
Not what it's called anymore.
I know it. But y'all remember the old Kitchen on George?
Yeah, just off Government.
Our buddy Jim Smith out of Birmingham, Montgomery area. And he's got a. Was he nominated for James Beard, or does he have a James Beard? He only was nominated, right?
I guess he was nominated, but
I think so.
But back, with
the
back
yeah, he's the only one that's ever won one is Frank Stitt.
Yeah, but
they changed the name of the restaurant.
Well, it will be. Yeah, he owns it now. So
yeah. It's totally different. And he couldn't have that name because the school still owns it.
I cannot wait.
My name,
I cannot wait.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be Kitchen on George. I want it to be Jim Smith's thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
But we've got David Preston on line one. You want to bring him up?
Yeah, let's bring David up.
I don't know.
Morning, David. Happy New Year.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good, David.
Just fine.
Trying to raise the maturity level of the show here, which nobody's ever accused me of in the past.
Well, hey, good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah, today we could use all the help
we
can
get. Football. We like some football.
Well, you know, if you saw my text message earlier, you saw that I cooked a mean ribeye steak for Christmas Day. I marinated it in au jus sauce overnight, seasoned it with garlic salt, Tony Satchery's Creole seasoning, and cooked it to a medium rare temperature on the gas grill.
Perfect, perfect, medium rare.
And I was calling to see if I'd done it right, or if y'all had any other suggestions for me for the next time.
Man, I'll tell you, go basic, salt, pepper, little garlic. Get you fresh horseradish root and grate it onto the side, so that you can
like
just
horseradish.
Oh, well, in that case, well, do what mind. You did this time.
Hey, you know what I like to do, Dave? I like to take rosemary. And have my clarified butter, and I'll sit there with that rosemary and that butter, and then I'll use it like a brush and brush it on my ribeye.
Here's how you finish it: take a fresh rosemary stig, you stick it in top of the steak. I know that's old school '90s. Set the rosemary on fire for a few seconds, then blow it out and let that just fill the room with that rosemary smell.
There you go.
Never thought about trying that before.
Yeah,
but make sure you put it out.
Yeah, you want to let it burn about 5 or 10 seconds, just long enough that the leaves start to crinkle up and it's giving off smoke, and then when you blow it out, man, it will smell fantastic.
And I will say this, you do need to get your, if when you buy your steaks, you need to get them from a local supermarket that has a butcher on site.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're not going to get a good marbling and a good steak. These steaks were $20 for two, but they were cut the right way.
Yeah. And Rouse's has a good program for that, and Greer's. There's a lot of them. Walmart is trying to up their game, and if you look, you'll find Angus, certified Angus beef, and occasionally Wagyu. Occasionally.
Greer's has always had black Angus, and a good price, too. Yeah.
But
that's where I got these steaks from, were from Greer's, and they were black Angus.
Yeah, awesome. And then a place like Ladd and Dad's or Mosley's Meat Market is always great. We just tried some of the smoked sausage from Mosley's Meat. It was very good.
I got some T-bones one time from Ladd and Dad, and they were like $50 for two of them.
And I'm worth every penny.
They were worth every bite.
I live right around the corner from Ladd and Dad's. I never even thought about going.
And they're open on Sundays. They're open on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, what's your plan for New Year's Eve?
Work.
There you go.
Every day the hospital's open.
Yeah, I know. We need you guys, man.
Yeah.
We need you guys.
Haven't spent a good deal of 2 years of my life in the hospital. I appreciate everyone that works in them, they give up their holidays, they give up weekends and time with their loved ones. And so I appreciate everything that everybody in the hospital does.
Getting sick or injured doesn't take a holiday.
Yeah.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, y'all guys have a good one.
Happy New Year. And while we're here, let's wish Happy New Year to my brother who is watching on Facebook Live right now. And
hey, Steve. Happy birthday, buddy.
Why haven't you called in, Steve?
I said Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I thought you said birthday.
No, his birthday's in August.
Oh, okay. Happy New Year.
Because this is New Year. And you're going to talk about bubbles.
Yeah.
And dries and dry bubbles and wet bubbles.
We did a sparkling tasting the other night at Le Bouchon.
Le Bouchon.
Over in
Dallas. Fine wine establishment.
Beautiful place. It's
Love
such
it.
A cool place.
Yeah.
But we did the one that people love the most. And we did a almond-infused California one called Wilson Creek.
Okay.
I sell a lot of that, believe it or not. That Wilson Creek almond, sell a lot of it.
But, Steve says, Happy New Year, you filthy animals.
I wonder where I heard that line. But but the Wilson Creek almond infused almond sparkling is incredibly good. It goes great over ice cream, believe it or not. You pour it over ice cream. Delicious. Just a great marriage there. There are a lot of great French wines that do not come from Champagne.
Right.
And
sparklings.
They're just sparklings. And folks, anything outside of Champagne, France is sparkling.
Yeah.
I know California, they call it champagne. They call Andre champagne. It's not because it's carbonated.
Right. Artificially carbonated.
Artificially carbonated.
Yeah.
That's just like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You know, juice with Coca-Cola. Yeah,
it's the carbonation doesn't occur naturally from the fermentation process. It is forced in there, which that forced CO2 into drinks mm-hmm. is a major cause of cancer. The natural carbonation is perfectly fine, but soft drinks and stuff, one of the number one causes of mm-hmm. cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the forced carbonation.
Yes. But there are that are done the champagne methanoir process, which is they riddle the bottles in the rack. They're kind of slanted mm-hmm. at a angle where the tip in the bottle is facing downward, so the yeast settles there. They come in, they freeze that end of it, mm-hmm. pull the yeast plug, add a little more egg white to it and a little more juice and put it back. And some of those bottles are 20, 30, 50 years old.
Interesting.
And they keep well.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in those caves that they – caves that they have them in.
Is that where cava comes from?
No. Cava comes from Spain.
Well, I know that, but I mean the mm-hmm. word cava from caves?
Could be. I'm not sure of the association, okay. but it could be. But just remember, not all champagne are champagne. Everything is sparkling unless it says champagne. And champagne is going to have a champagne price to it. And if you go to grocery stores, most of the champagnes are behind the counter or locked up in a case.
Yeah. So sparkling means what?
Sparkling is everything. Everything that's got carbonation or
a little fizz in it.
Fermented bubbles, with fizz.
That's
you do have
champagne.
A frizzante, which means got a little fizz to it. But anything that's sparkling,
and there are semi-sparklers, like and you'll probably pshaw this, but my parents loved Rio Nitti Lambrusco, which was a semi-sparkling.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, that's what I used to buy my mother.
It's a good drinking one.
You know, older people.
I agree. Yeah.
Older people, and Charlie could probably vouch for this.
I've had my share of Rio Nitti.
You know, the legs shake at night. You got the restless leg syndrome. Mm-hmm. My mother. I bought her the 1.5 all the time, Lambrusco, and she would drink a little bit every night.
Yeah.
And it helped her sleep, built her blood up.
Yeah.
And
it's got resveratrol in it, so you're still getting the benefits of that.
She got well rested. My mother only weighed like 78, 82 pounds, but mm-hmm. she was a little tiny thing. But yeah, you've got those sparkling, and they do have a bit of effervescence to it.
Right.
Yeah.
The semi-spark. But
yeah. But I'm going to tell you.
And the other sparklings that are out there outside of France mm-hmm. and California are Prosecco from Italy and Cava that we mentioned from Spain.
From Spain, yeah.
Yeah. Which Cava is my favorite.
And believe it or not, they make some great stuff in New Mexico.
Right, right.
Gruet.
Gruet, yeah. That's a phenomenal sparkling. Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you, folks, you get you see the word Blanc de Blanc, that means that's made out of Chardonnay. If you see Blanc de Noir, that means it's made out of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Then they got the Rosé, which is my favorite sparkling, because 100% Chardonnay gives me headache.
Yeah.
On sparklings in champagne. But if I drink it's going to have a rosé color. Mm-hmm. And most of the rosés from France are made out of Pinot Noir. It's got the blushy pink color to it.
Okay.
It's got good weight on the palate.
And what is
Love
Brut?
Well, it's going to be dry. You're going to have dry, extra dry, Brut.
Okay.
All three of those are great for if you want to
make
mimosa.
So that's like extra dry.
That's it. Okay. But that doesn't mean dry.
Right.
It means they don't have that lingering finish on the back of your palate, you know, when you swallow. It doesn't taste like K-Rose syrup hanging out at the back of your palate.
Like a good Arbor Mist.
It leaves you – look at there. Yeah, see?
Thank you, Bill Fitch.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Cava means cave or cellar.
And, you know, as long as I've been in the business, I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and when we get back, you're going to talk about – you're going to expand on dry.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
dry doesn't necessarily mean dry.
Right. And it's naturally, you're drinking a liquid.
Yeah.
So it is a point of confusion for some people.
Confucius say.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
Downhill fast.
343-0106. You can text us on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Hey, got it right.
Boom, boom.
Eat you some halls. Go to Bob's.
Sounds like we're doing a remote from a TB ward in here this morning.
cowpokes that come from near and far. When you throw a few ribeyes on the farm, Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Each state need a big old steer. Each state do we have one deer.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from the warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, we love have some Patty.
Yeah, we're going to have patty cakes back on soon because Valentine's is coming up. Yeah.
And besides that, she brings such goodies to share.
You know, this is the last show of the year, and we've had so many good people that have helped us along the way, especially when to get out to California.
Yeah.
You know, Tony Sawyer at Bob's Downtown Diner.
Deborah Hodges with Hall of Sausages.
Richie Gambino.
Richie, yeah.
Steve over at Springdale Travel. He helped coordinate a lot of airline flights. Yeah.
Panini Pete.
Pete Bloom. Oh, my God. Yeah. Pete. And he
Les Bouchon. They hosted us on the
the guys at Alabama Coasting. Les Bouchon, for sure. Tanya and David over there, and all the fine people who helped make it possible for us to go, and we want to thank JT or John Thompson at Callahan's. Great guy, helped us in a lot of ways, and keeps great music always going.
Yeah,
there in Mobile, Roy Sewer at Butch Cassidy's. Thank God he got his street open and is booming again, which he didn't bury off too much, but he did boom, and he's back at it. That whole Flow Shell Road area right there where Florida and No Shell meet. I love that word, Flow Shell.
Yeah, I like that.
A lot of great restaurants right there.
Whether anybody else likes it or not, that's what we're going to call it. That's Flow Shell.
So we had a lady text in, I think she said. Mm-hmm. I think she texted in that term. She coined the term Flow Shell.
Flow Shell.
I like it.
I like it.
And a lot of great restaurants there. The barbecue place is really coming
along. Bay Barbecue.
He's got a deck out front. It's almost complete, and he's expanding.
Arthur's doing some great stuff. And it's not like any other barbecue.
It's different.
It is very distinct. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
That exotic rub.
It's gourmet.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little different thing.
When you eat his barbecue, you got to eat it with your pinky sticking out. You know? That's what I eat. It's gourmet.
Yeah. Well, let's address the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line real quick. Dave from Gulf Shores. What do you know about 40-proof rice wine, Korean soju? I know nothing.
Nothing, neither do I.
Okay, so you got some homework.
I do like rice wine, though.
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had Japanese rice wine, and it's very good. 40-proof is a lot of alcohol in wine.
I love sake.
Yeah.
I love sake.
It just tastes like hot vodka to me.
Creamy. Creamy vodka.
And Oz, Mike and I are both getting over colds.
I can't get my voice back.
Yeah, and I had pneumonia my freshman year of college, and the subtle change that came from that is every cold I get since then turns, when I get over the cold, it turns into a hacking cough for about two weeks.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking from the bottom of my lungs.
Right. My old college roommate, Carlos Falls, a musician over in Mississippi, he got on his piano because he's been sick. And played how low his notes are now. And it sounded like he was Tim Faust from Home Free.
Wow.
And then he woke up yesterday and said, I have no voice at all. And I was like, well, I bet Nancy and Claire are thankful for that. but he was hitting some ridiculously low notes on his piano.
Yeah.
And I got that crud one time back when I worked at Hertz. And my voice got really low, and all the girls were like, oh, my gosh, you sound like Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Sing for us.
This is Stuart. How can I help you? You know, and that was all the range I had.
How many cars do you want to rent?
Yeah. Come on down to Hertz, y'all. Got the blue light special.
That's all we can do is laugh.
Yeah.
That's all I can do is laugh.
Yeah, so dry. You're talking dry. Dry.
Yeah. I had three people ask me about dry wine over the week, this past week.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know, is Chardonnay the driest wine? Mm-hmm. Well, Chardonnay can be many different variations of Chardonnay, and there can be dry. And most of the dry wines are from Burgundy area of France. And that's my favorite kind because you don't have the oak. Mm-hmm. You don't have that butteriness. You don't have that whatever. It's just pure, crisp, dry wine.
Yeah.
And dry wine has – practically no finish on the back of your palate.
Yeah, it's gone immediately.
It's gone and leaves you lingering for another taste. Believe it or not, there are sweet wines that do that. Mm-hmm. Some dry Rieslings do that.
Yeah, very crisp. And
good Gewürztraminers.
Yeah, I've had some Gerts that were like, and I've had some Gerts that were syrupy too.
Uh-huh, and mainly from the Alsatian region of France. But right. You get that dry on the finish. But Sauvignon Blancs are dry. Some Chenin Blancs are dry.
Yeah, and you know, Heather loves the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And then you turned her on to, was it the Chenin Blanc?
Fumé Blanc. A lot of people don't realize that Fumé Blanc is Sauvignon Blanc, but it's aged in oak. That's my favorite Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Not Chardonnay in oak, but Sauvignon Blanc in oak, which makes it Fumé Blanc.
Mm-hmm. And she finally found a bottle of her favorite Sauvignon Blanc for Christmas.
Where?
I guess we were at Walmart. I don't know. It was Barefoot. She loves Barefoot.
What?
Sauvignon Blanc. That's her favorite. Although that Fumé Blanc that you recommended that time, that of course that was $22 for the bottle.
Yeah, that may have been the Hodnig.
Yeah.
That may have been the Hodnig. So what does that say up there, Stu? Can you read it? You got younger eyes.
Oh, Dan Navarro's watching.
Hey, Dan.
What wine would you pair with phlegm? Well, first I would like to spell phlegm. It has a G in it. Phlegm.
Maybe he
meant. You got Mike with that on.
Everybody's a comedian today.
You got it. Dan Navarro, fresh off a number one finish at World Food Championships, joining in on the Facebook Live. Dan, how's that pet pig? That man, he has a pet pig. That man loves pork.
Well, my sister has a big potbelly pig that sleeps in the bed or on the couch, whatever.
Yeah,
they love
wherever
it
wants.
And you know, that's the gift that keeps giving, because when that poor fella passes away, you get lots of link sausages.
All right, Cousin Eddie.
But bacon.
Believe it or not, you can go to a barbecue place. I'm not going to give the name, but it's over in Fairhope. But they actually have pigs right there in the pen out front.
Heck yeah.
Teasing those poor pigs, getting that stress level up.
But you know, if you had a pet pig, does that mean you're going to give up ham the rest of your life?
I'm just waiting until I get to try that one particular ham I've been nurturing for the last 22
years. I pinch it every day, see if it's ready.
Yeah.
You guys are terrible. I'm glad we're running out of time.
Yeah. I pinch that pig every day, see if it's ready.
Yeah. I mean, Heather has expressed a desire to have rabbits,
mm-hmm.
which I would love.
I love rabbits.
But not for the same reason that she wants. She wants them because they're cute in the pet.
They're entertaining if you have a couple of them.
And I think they're wonderful fricasseed. So
I love rabbits.
Rabbit is phenomenal. So we're both on board with having rabbits. But we have vastly different reasons for wanting rabbits.
Hey, Phil, you're going to have to escort Mike out of the studio when it's over.
All right, folks, we're winding down the last minute of 2019. We got 60 seconds left. What's your predictions on the Alabama and Auburn game?
Well, I want Alabama to win. I think they can take on Michigan.
I think Alabama and Auburn are both going to win.
I think it's simply, in this case, if Alabama and Auburn decide they want to play a game, there's nothing Minnesota or Michigan can do about it.
Right.
I think if Alabama plays their A game, you're looking at a 56-10 game. Yeah.
Tell them, boys, welcome
right, folks,
to real football.
Yeah. Just like last year.
Got a special bump.
This new year coming up, get out there, tip your servers in, you earn your tips. Don't blow your nose in a restaurant.
Blow your nose at the restaurant.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And everybody get out there and probe
Wayne
along.
Chong tonight. Oh, okay.
Wayne Chong. Another
Wing
time, but provolone.
Provolone? All right. Well, we got to go, but thank you, folks. We've had an incredible year. In the last year alone, I've been to Los Angeles, Kansas City, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Nashville. I've had a
Sims,
great
Alabama.
Year. Sims, Alabama. Camellia capital of the world, y'all. Camellia capital of the world.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.